This really was is towards the end of a test that had been going on for some time in regard to composites, looking at using cotton burrs, cotton byproducts, and the use of composites. Obviously, this is more the press board, particle board oriented strand board slant rather than the thermoplastic composites or styrofoam or packaging material replacement. My co-authors, of course, are fellow researchers at the lab, Matthew Pelletier and John Wanura. Pu Chow, which is the individual in University of Illinois, he finally retired from being retired, and he was very knowledgeable and was still is about composites. He's done quite a bit of work throughout his career. And then, of course, Tom Wiedegardner with Cotton Incorporated. Basically, the whole thing just started off just because the wood supply, the idea of having some other alternative. It's for these type of applications here, it would really be more of a niche market because you're not going to create the volume that you would need for something with a press like what we had to do the testing with. A thermoplastic composite environment would be a little different. But for this particular application, one of the issues that you always ran into was water absorption. The swelling and the water absorption were issues with previous evaluations. And of course, all that's for outside use. Any interior use, something like this, a composite like this podium or this tabletop where you put a Formica on it, they'll work great. They do in India. They're using cotton stalks. So we were going to look at, actually we're going to evaluate several properties. This test was sort of two tests in one. One was we're going to go ahead and process this material. We're going to look at blends with other biomasses because the material does perform better with a blend. And what we're going to do is we're going to look at heat treatment because heat treatment, you either heat treat or chemically treat in order to avoid water absorption or to minimize water absorption. That's known in the industry. Different biomasses have looked at that, and it's worked for them. So we were going to try heat treatment instead of the chemical treatment. And then we were also going to look at rot resistance. That was Pu Chow's idea. He wanted to finalize, because we'd already done the termite resistance in an earlier paper, an earlier study. And here he wanted to look at rot resistance associated with this. So we had basically we processed all the fibers, sent it to him, and he made the boards. And there's the solution. Basically, it was 8 to 10% adhesive. In this particular study, initially we started off with two adhesives, modified urea, and then a phenol resin. The melamine is commonly used, but it doesn't perform very well outside, and it does not do a very good job of resisting water. The phenol did, and so really I'm just going to report on the phenol resin results. Here's all the boards. Of course, we did all the testing ASTM standards. We had to do, for the heat treatment, we looked at smoking points in the oven and drying the fibers. We looked at pre-treating the fibers, basically drying the fibers and then making the board, or go ahead and making the board and then heat treating the board as a whole. There was various heat treatments that he looked at. Then we were also going to compare heat treating versus the untreated. And then on the rot resistance, basically two brown rot and one white rot fungus. Here's the blends. For the mechanical treatment, which is associated with the heat treating, here's the blends that were looked at. Obviously, southern pine and the hardwood fibers. They are composites, and they were ground to the same standards as everything else, and then a composite was made. Those are the references, of course, and then you see the 100% material for burrs, cotton burrs, flax, canaf, and then you see the blends, all the blends having at least 50% of it being burrs. And now these were the treatments for the rot resistance. We just wanted to strictly look at blends for those. Post-heat treating the fiber board was better than pre-treating the fibers. Really, pre-treating the fibers did not reveal much of any difference at all than not treating them at all. Which was kind of surprising, because I think there would have been some other research that showed some different results. But it was better for us to make the board and actually heat treat the board. The one biomass that was limiting in how hot you could actually heat treat it was the cotton burrs. And so we, 375 degrees Fahrenheit, really once you got about 385 or higher, the burrs actually started smoking. Whether they were in a fiber form or whether they were in a board form, they started smoking, and so therefore we limited it down to 375 for all the treatments and then did that for everything. Then, of course, the PF resin was better than the UF. Here's water absorption, and of course you see the standards. The bars will all be the same. The hardwood fibers are all the way on your left, and then the pine next to it, the burrs, the 100% flax, 100% canaf, 100%. The S here is 100% cotton stalks. So the cotton stalks themselves were evaluated separate than the burrs. So the burrs do not contain sticks and burrs. They just contain burrs. And then the 50-50 blends of the burrs and flax, burrs and canaf, burrs and pine, and then the burrs and the stalks is what you can see. Well, the flax is really the ones that kind of came out the winner as far as not being significantly different than what the reference would be. The 100% flax and the flax that's a blend with the and by flax, I need to clarify, this is flax shive. This is not the actual flax fibers. So this is flax shive that was processed like everything else. Canaf never really did well, and you'll see that throughout, that canaf just really soaks up that water on this. And, of course, you can see the 100% burrs, which was very similar to the pine, which we had seen that before in previous studies. That as far as its, that at least heat treating made it similar. In previous studies, when it was untreated, it performed worse than the pine. With the thickness swelling, heat treating improved. Once again, the flax and the flax blend was equivalent to the hardwood fibers. The pine, the burrs did better than the pine, and so did the cotton stalks. Basically, all the other blends were similar to the pine. The canaf just didn't do it. But now on modulus of rupture, the heat treating actually, you had some compromisings. I don't have the heat treated and the untreated, but sometimes heat treating actually reduced its strength of the board itself. So as far as nothing was really comparable to the hardwoods, but the flax and the blend and even the pine blend with the burrs were statistically the same as the pine, the 100% pine. Modulus of elasticity, it's pretty much the same story. The blends do a little better than before. The flax, as you can see, actually got up there closer towards what the hardwood fiber was. And the internal bond, the hardwood fibers obviously, I think they have more difficulty with getting a good internal bond sometimes because their strength is there, but they don't, their screw holding and the ability to, the resin just didn't seem to penetrate as well. But it was very similar to the canaf. But the blends of the cotton stalks out here did very well. Now on the rot resistance, basically this is using the fungus as a random variable, and so this is across all three funguses. And what you really boil it down to, and all this is the heat treated is the first bar, and right next to it is the untreated of the same. Biomass. So the first two bars are 100% burrs. The next two are a 50 burr and a 50 flax, and then a 50 burr, 50 canaf, then a burr and a pine, burr and a stalks. And over here at the very end is the pine, the pine particles themselves. And the only one that actually made a difference was the flax. And by a difference, I mean the heat treating. The heat treating actually made a difference for the flax, lowering the resist or the weight loss associated with rot. Overall, the blends of anything with the pine did well against resisting the rot, but the others did not. Concluding, the heat treating did reduce thickness swelling and water absorption compared to untreating. That was true across all of them, which is really what the heat treating and chemical treating is designed to do. But they do have mixed results on MOE and MOR, so it depends on what you're actually wanting to use those boards for as to whether that's what you would want. Internal use, there's absolutely no need to waste the energy on heat treating or chemically treating those. You can put a Formica top on it, and it works perfectly fine. The heat-treated 50 burr, 50 flax had the lowest thickness swell and the fourth lowest water absorption next to the hardwood fibers. And basically rot resistance was really not improved by heat treatment except for the flax blend. And the rot resistance was best among the blends with pine fibers except for that one blend with the flax. That's it. Got any questions? Oh, yeah, I was going to get it moving. So we can... All right. Well, thank you, guys.
Thank you, Greg. And that's the last presenter for the afternoon, so let's give everybody a hand.